South Dakota Secretary of Education Don Kierkegaard says the state hasn't altered its graduation requirements in 10 years. He says the proposed adjustments give students a chance to tailor their classes to what they want to do after high school. For instance, current standards require Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2.
The new requirements will say you have to have 3 credits of math. Algebra 1 is a requirement. The other two are up to the individual, as well as through what the school may and may not offer.
Kierkegaard says 3 new course paths, or endorsements, also help students ensure they have the appropriate credentials for their next step in life. For instance, the Advanced Career Endorsement calls for at least 2 approved career and technical education classes or workforce experience course. The secretary says opportunities to fulfill these proposed endorsements are available to all students, though more rural schools may have to think outside the box.
Because it doesn't have to be a 3M or a Larson Manufacturing in order to get a valuable work experience. It might be with the local lumberyard, the business downtown, ag-related business. We think there are opportunities for schools, students in every school to take advantage. Some will have to be more creative than others, but the opportunity will exist for all students.
The advanced endorsement aligns with the Board of Regents' basic college admission requirements, and the advanced honors endorsement includes more rigorous coursework needed to qualify for the South Dakota Opportunity Scholarship. The public is invited to comment on the proposed changes by visiting rules.sd.gov. The deadline for written comments is July 12th. A public hearing on the changes is on July 16th during the Board of Education Standards meeting in Pierre. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.